Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 17th of April, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Welcome back. The weekend is done. I hope you had a great time. It finally dried up a little bit. It's tamarind season. It's tamarind season. I think perhaps the most important thing to talk about today is it's tamarind season. We haven't seen a lot of tamarind around. Let us get out of this pandemic fugue and let's get back to the things that we're used to doing. The tamarind is on the tree. The tamarind is ready. Now, we already in April. Tamarind used to come out earlier in the year. You may notice that the seasons are shifting slightly. We want to make sure that we could get the tamarind off the tree before rains soak them and they are unable to dry out and then they just stay on the tree moldy. Also, I want to remind you that trees are living beings and they have life cycles and they have many of the same functions and cycles that we do. So, for instance, a coconut tree is a real living thing, and the coconut tree gets pregnant. It gives birth to coconuts, and you need to harvest those coconuts to ensure that the tree can be healthy, right? And so when you see a coconut tree with a number of bunches of coconuts on it, it means that that tree is long overdue for a harvest. And requires attention. Same thing with the tamarind tree. You want to go into the tamarind tree at the end of the season and you want to clear away as much of the bad tamarind, the moldy tamarind, as possible to ensure a great production, a healthy tree, and maximize your production for the following season. On that note, I have a two little housekeeping notes. I want to say good morning and happy birthday to Antoinette Seymour, a.k.a. Judah the Lion Mummy, a.k.a. Bahama Voice Mama of the Year. I want to say happy birthday. Hope you had a wonderful time yesterday at the White Bash at Ty's Place. And I want to say to your wonderful sons, thank you for planning such a wonderful event for your mama, because she is a mama to more than just you, and we thank you for sharing her. Also, I want to say good morning and thank you to Mr. Cecil Newry for letting some of them tamarind sneak out of Fox Hill. I haven't tasted it yet. I figured I don't want to sharpen my tongue quite yet. Maybe after the show, we could do that, because we got a lot of things to talk about today in this What's in the News Open Line Monday. And so you want to join the conversation. The numbers to call are 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's 325-4259. Now remember, we've got a toll-free number for Bahamians that don't live in the capital of the Bahamas, which is New Providence, apparently. So we want to ensure that you could get in on the conversation as well. We encourage you to share your concerns and thoughts, particularly about anything you want. But we really want to hear what's going on in the family islands, if there are things that need to be addressed. And that number is 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Remember, you could reach us on the Guardian text line that's powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Well, good morning and good morning, Mr. Newry. How are you doing?
Good morning this morning. I'm doing well. I'm excited about today's topic. I know that we have a number of prizes still at the front desk for people who won the trivia last week.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind people to come and pick those up.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, man, it's great to be here. Yeah.
Awesome. Listen, I want to put out a disclaimer. There is an article on the top of the Tribune today. Now, it's open line. I'm inviting you to call in. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. But I can be honest with you right now. I do not want to talk about this story quite yet. I'm not prepared to talk about it yet. I need more information because the way that my legal team is set up, they don't exist. And I would like to practice caution, right? Spatial awareness. Let's pause. Let's wait and see how this unfolds. Let's see how it unfolds. But here is something that I do want to talk about this morning, Mr. Newry. Like I say, there's lots of headlines, lots of things to talk about. PM opens Bahamas consulate in Canada, and I want to ask, with what money? Where you?
We rich.
What secret bank account you forget you had that you finally found?
We have all kind of sovereign wealth fund money.
Don't we already have a consulate in Canada?
This could be the main consulate in Canada.
All right, so we had an office.
We had an office.
But we're expanding it.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a great thing, man. I'm excited that we are doing big things in Canada, actually. The team down there is negotiating various business opportunity for the Bahamas in terms of education, in terms of investment.
Yeah.
So I understand what the Prime Minister and, of course, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is trying to do, right? And so I welcome it. I understand more money's being spent. I understand more parties being had. But I understand the long game of it. The long game of it is to get us access. And I wait for the announcements of big plans and big opportunities happening for the Bahamas.
Well, listen, your MP is also the Minister of Foreign Affairs, right?
Yes, that's why I can say big things coming.
Right.
I understand.
But I'd love for you to reach out to him. Tell him, send someone. I know he's very busy.
Send somebody
so we could understand what the scope of the expansion is, what the intent is, and that we could prepare ourselves to be able to either take advantage of what offerings become available because of the channels that we're making, that we can begin to make channels ourselves, understanding what the government's intent is, and that we could prepare ourselves to participate and to support whatever it is.
Good questions. I shall text the good gentleman and ask him if he can send somebody to answer those same questions.
Right, because don't mind my crotchety self. What I do know is that we've got a lot of young Bahamians studying in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of young Bahamians hoping to start a life in Canada, to begin a professional career in Canada.
Yeah.
And it'd be great if we understood what the government's intent is and what opportunities will become available to us and what opportunities we can create for others. It's not all, right? And this is how we take the burden off of the government, right? This is how we fulfill this idea that the government ain't responsible for everything. You're absolutely right. But the government has to create an environment, right? They have to prepare a way for people to take up those obligations, right? So they don't become burdens on the government. But I see we got a call
already
on the line. Yeah. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. And you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, good. I want to find out
what
it is can we do as Bahamians to sponsor the people who coaches our athletes. What can we do to sponsor the coaches who coaches our athletes?
When you say we, you mean individuals or the government? So I can.
Well, I believe the government is doing something now, but I believe it isn't enough. Mr. Newry, yes, I don't think it's enough, because if it was enough, or we're not thinking about the Bahamas doing something for the coaches, whether they're college or whatever, okay? Whether the coaches in college here in Nassau, like Queens College, I believe these coaches deserve some money.
No, absolutely. So I feel you. The coaching is equally as important as the performance of the athletes, right?
Thank you, Ms. Green. Listen to this.
Yes.
You see how much money they say they spend on the stadium?
Mm-hmm.
And what the stadium is for?
For...
Try to bring some gold medals, right?
Yes.
Good. So that's one of the things the government need to think about. They can't be thinking about $5 to give these athletes no more money.
Yeah.
Plus, the gentlemen who coaching these students. You see, what we have right now, we have people who say they are coaches, but they have probably a job someplace, or they have other interests someplace. Okay? We need coaches who can coach
full-time.
Manny, full-time. I talk about around the clock. If they go to sleep, they will wake up with a nightmare, man. I got to go coach.
Listen, in fact, I got another caller, but you remember when Jeffrey Lloyd was the Minister of Education? He was suggesting that we create like a residence school, like a boarding school for troubled young people.
We need
a model like that for the athletes, right? We need full training camps. We need coaches that are assigned and they live on campus with the students, right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. And it appears as if we have decided that we're not going to diversify away from tourism, but we're going to diversify within tourism. It also looks like sports tourism is one of those first elements that we're exploring.
Uh-huh.
And to do that, we have to take seriously the process of creating superstars. And so I say,
this is a necessary element. Yeah, but not saying cutting you off.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to compare ourselves with Jamaica. Like Jamaica is the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
Listen, the Bahamian people don't realize yet what we have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jamaica does train their people. If you have 3 months of school, Jamaica is training their athletes.
Yeah.
You know, they say 3 months, you know.
Yes, sir.
3 months, I mean around the clock every year.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Every year, if we were to do the same thing, we don't have to be looking for bronze as bronze is great, like a gold.
Yes, sir. Listen,
okay?
I got to go.
You can't be thinking about bronze because the child come third. That's a good thing. But listen,
mm-hmm.
the value is in the gold.
Yes.
All right? So I need the Bahamian people to look at that. Don't just look at they picking up one medal. Pick up a gold medal. I'm not even talking about silver.
Pick up
a gold medal because the gold medal, that gold.
I got to go, sir. Thank you very much. And I appreciate the point. I'm going to emphasize it on Sports Friday. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Mr. Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I agree with that caller, but let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I got a solution, you know.
Yep.
And on my way, I just need to drop something off on this little job I'm doing. And I can drop off once to you and once on you.
Mm-hmm.
I can mention it. I can just drop it off to you.
Okay.
And I can talk on power now. You don't put the money in the consolidated fund. You just earmark these things. I can drop something off before you all get over here in this half an hour.
Yes, sir.
I can say nothing on that.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very, very much. All right, Mr. Nuri, let me read these two decks. One text. Also, great show as usual, Ms. Green. I'm concerned about the government approach to...
You wanted to read it.
I mean, I did want to read it.
I read it and then moved on.
Yeah, but you're supposed to give me a notice. You're supposed to tell me something.
I thought you would have read it before.
Dear text, I'm not going to read it. I apologize. I'm not going to read it.
Why don't we just go continue?
There
you go.
Dear Texter, I'm going to get back to that text when I hit the segment because I have a story on it, you know, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah,
I have a whole segment called Structural Reform versus Charity, right?
And that's what we need to talk about because I vexed at Simon Wilson and I want to say that out loud. You know, when you're supposed to ask people to resign?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to ask the good gentleman to resign because he doesn't appreciate what has happened inside the Bahamas when he utter foolishness. Right. But I want to talk about that. And I want to explain that. And I want the Bahamian people to get agitated, to get vexed in spirit, and then challenge him to let him understand that what he is saying is an insult to the Bahamian people because I am hurting and he doesn't care. But I just want to bait people because we're going to come back to that.
But look here, you almost bait me just now. Mr. Newry is referring to an article on the bottom fold of the Nassau Tribune entitled Wilson Defends Responsibility Allowance.
Something is wrong with these gentlemen.
Well, listen, I want to juxtapose that to a story in last week's Guardian. Davis declines to reveal settlement costs, right?
They don't
now,
care.
This article, Davis declines to reveal settlement costs, upset me greatly. Because surely you're going to tell me what you're doing with my money.
He don't care to tell you, Aaron. You don't matter.
He doesn't think that he has an obligation
to do it.
He doesn't
have an obligation.
No, he does have an obligation to do it.
Watch him not do it then.
But that's I could do that. But I'm not going to watch him tell me.
He could tell you.
He doesn't have to tell me.
But he tell you just the other day.
Listen, in fact, I want to say I'm very concerned.
You just concerned?
You worry about that. I concerned about non-elected officials telling me some dire things. Let's get to this article.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Financial Secretary Simon Wilson defended the 58% responsibility allowance increase senior civil servants have received, saying the real scandal is that the police commissioner and defense force commodore only make $70,000 a year. Listen, that's what he thinks the real scandal is? Let's get back to this other article.
I can tell what the real scandal is.
Davis declined. Hold on. I've been giving all my money to the government and none to my legal team because they don't exist. So I got to be very careful there.
But when these elitists dictate to us, behemoths who have sensibilities, right, to tell us what the real scandal is and blatantly.
But hold on. When you say elitists, right?
It's elitist.
Nobody from the Queen's family is here.
No, he's an elitist.
But how could you be an appointed? How could you be an appointed civil, like appointed consultant?
Because he works for the government and he pushing a particular agenda, but he's not working for us, the Bahamian people. Therefore, we need to be vexed and push back.
I just want to make sure I was getting it right because I already believe that people want to be in the political class and they see the political class as being more than a regular citizen. And they do anything to get there. But maybe we cast an aspersion.
I want to show you why it's an insult, Aaron, because this is a scandal. The real scandal is police officers make $260 a week. They can't eat. They can't pay the rent. They can't get no insurance. They can't live. They're dying off $260 a week. And he's bragging about people who are making $70,000.
Right, so
something is wrong with that.
So
he needs to stop and he needs to apologize to poor people.
Hold on, did you say...
The man is sinister. The man is evil. The man needs to come and apologize to Bahamian people who hurt you.
Mr. Newry,
you don't come and say, that's a scandal when these people are able to buy milk and bread and police officers can't even give their baby mothers them money on the side. Something is wrong. Apologize to us who need more money. We don't even make enough money. That firstly, it's only $10 over the minimum wage, and it's not even what do you call the money when you say the bare minimum. When you say
minimum wage,
no, the livable wage. Police officers who risk their lives, who get shot at, the police officers just get shot at that thing. Don't get a livable wage. That means they don't get a salary to survive to pay mortgage. The money that they make cannot even pay a mortgage.
Hold on. You said $260 a week?
A week.
Now, what level? That's entry level?
That's entry level. But that's $260 a week.
I'm trying to multiply that by four.
What grown man supposed to make $260 a week?
Hold on. What about grown women that also have to take care of their menstrual health?
Don't care about them. And he said, that's a scandal?
Hold on,
that's the scandal?
That's one.
The police sinister?
That's $1,040 a month if you multiply 260 by 4. I am...
But Aaron, nobody vexed.
Pause. I want to apologize. I vex.
You vex.
Because I vex because nobody told me. Now, I don't mind because you don't want to talk about your business like that. But I'm not going to really run hot anymore when I see police officers ignoring traffic controls. I have always purported, right? I've always asserted that the police have been on a go slow for 30 years, and now I know why. But hold on, let's go to this caller.
Just Aaron,
yeah.
They just get the 260. They just get the raise. They, like 2 weeks ago, they just get a raise and the government is bragging.
Hold on.
That, oh, we finally give police officers a raise. But let's, not even a livable wage.
Let me take this call.
You don't care about the police officers.
And then we're going to compare vexations. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller. Listen, if you were a police officer and I waste up your little $260, you know, wait a minute. I apologize.
Sorry about that, man. Yeah. I was vexed. It's my fault. I can't
so
have it out right now.
What we're going to do is ask you to call back, caller. All right. That is vexing, right? It is extremely vexing. I want to continue. Now, let's go to that caller, producer. He goes on to say, wages at the senior level of the public service are very, very low. You know what else is
good
very,
morning,
very
yeah.
low? Production is very, very low. Good morning, sir. This is Mr. Weatherford.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
And to Mr. That's Nuri?
Yes, it is Mr. Nuri.
You know, in 2008, I say it again, I thank the police for doing a thankless job that is grossly underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2008, on another radio show, I said I could double the police force salaries and the prison and customs and immigration because... Don't just point out the police. They're all grossly underpaid. Now,
hold on, pause. We're gonna stick a pin on that challenge, but go on.
Okay, well, but you do the research, and tomorrow correct me if I'm right. Now, my problem was I've been called everything but a child of God. I've been told I'm stupid. It can't happen. My question is, if you're the person saying that, you should move yourself out of the way and allow someone to get in that position that could figure out how to pay. I don't want no livable wage. I want my people living good. How about that? A living good wage. And we can do it, but we have people who don't know how. And I'll give you one person who I suspect will call and tell you how you could do it in a week. See Alan Johnson, the critical thinker. You all have a good one, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got a text that says, morning, speaking on police, I know you all saw the video of Azario. And the incident on Fire Trail Road, think y'all will ever talk about that? Dear Texter, let me show you what happens. You want people to talk about not just a controversial issue, but an issue that, if not approached or addressed properly, could cause me, the host, to be sued, right? My boss, the station manager, to be sued. The whole Guardian to be sued. You want me to talk about that because you sent a text? What I would need to talk about that is sound information, right? Verifiable information. Then I'm going to need people who are willing to come into studio and put their neck on the line. But stop asking people to do things that we know they cannot do. There are rules out there. And I got to be a responsible media personality, right? And operate within the scope of the rules set out. I know there are things that we want to talk about. You can't tell me because there are thousands of things I want to talk about that just are not appropriate at this time to talk about. But let's be responsible, right, about it. And then here's the next thing. I could take every aim in the world to create a sensible, safe conversation, and I could get someone call in and cause everybody to get sued because they're just being reckless. We got to moderate our own behavior in the pursuit of justice. Not just because we want to talk about something means it's appropriate and right to talk about it in that moment. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you do?
Good morning to you.
Fine, thank you. Happy Monday.
Happy, happy Monday.
Listen, I have to apologize to the police because I've always done the same thing, seeing them ride past infractions, seeing them ride past persons whose vehicle has no license plate on it and unlicensed and all kind of things. But at that salary, I ride and pass you too. And the person who called, I think it was Graham or whoever it was called, talking about the prison officers and the customs, those persons aren't fired upon. Those persons don't have to come into my home and break up a fight. Those persons' lives are not daily in the line of fire.
Yeah.
If that's what our government is paying our police for in 2023 and flying all over the place, using public purse money for personal party travel and all these other things, come on, who is lobbying for these officers? This is wrong. We need to do something. We need to use this as a weekly thing, talk about this, to get those persons to open their eyes and do something. I literally down there tears because I refuse to believe that that is what my nephew, who just joined the forces, is being paid with his life in line.
Yes, ma'am. And listen, on that note, if you are a family member of a police officer, if you are a community member to a police officer, right? This is what this conversation tells us. In the interim, right, while we lobby for an increase in wages, support your police officers, right? Sunday, like, I tell you, in fact, there was a police officer that used to visit my aunt. I think he used to go to her church, right? Visit my aunt every Sunday. He'd get a plate. He'd come check up on her, right? Because she lived alone. He'd get a plate. I was a little iffy about it, right? But then I say, you know what? I am okay with this. Because he know that my auntie's safe. He knows she ain't gonna never ask him for a favor or to do something crooked. And she cooking Sunday dinner, and is all, you know, there'll always be some food available. And so let's get back to that old thing. But remember, don't expect no favor. This is not a bribe. This is not a turn your blind eye. This is a, we understand where the gaps are in our community and we're trying to fill them.
I just want to reiterate the point.
Yeah.
That what Simon Wilson...
We're going back to that.
Yeah, because I don't want you to
forget. Yeah, no, we're going back to that.
It's abuse to the police officers.
I got
and
you.
He needs to apologize to police officers. In fact, police officers need to go to their police association and say, this man don't like us.
Two things. We got to talk about the lapse from the unions, and we got to get back to that. All right, with you. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Ms. Nuri.
Morning.
And Mr. Nuri. Hey. Yeah, you know, Aaron, I think that was Graham who called.
As yeah.
I said, he gave the parameters of the salary for the police officers starting.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, what he said, it was 200, what it was, minimum wage?
It's just above minimum wage now.
But that's incorrect. That might be the pay rate for reserves, right? Who I know would have paid a much lower rate, and they always complain about being paid on time. A lot of, apparently we have become a nation that afraid to speak up, afraid to walk, afraid to talk, you know, and the president is haunted by the past right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to talk about something that's being adjudicated or about to be adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do as responsible citizens, right,
mm-hmm.
is speak about the past by going into archives
mm-hmm.
and digging up things that have been adjudicated, like the Desmond Key case, like the 15-year-old in the Grove Station. Like, the, you know, there's so many things, you know, from the guys in Central Station. So even the death in prisons and all of these different things. But what I'm saying is
mm-hmm.
we have to realize that the public is being ostracized here. You know, I would like for the police officers to be paid as much as possible. You know, we have decent police officers. You know, they hail every day. They see you with the children, and they say, well, you know, some of them have... And they ain't into the little joint and thing like that. You could appreciate that, right? But there's still an oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And we see where... Most of us don't understand. You see the situation with RCI Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
I liken that the same thing as the immigration crisis. People always could look out for their interests because it affects them. So with the poor is being affected by many injustices,
mm-hmm.
okay, and we sit idly by, we speak about black Americans, but I see them amalgamate and fuse their efforts towards total tyranny. So we sit and we allow the police force to kidnap us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which in, there's no safety mechanism for the public. Even as simple as there was a doubt about a young man being arrested some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer went to the CDU. There was a problem. The public, you never saw footage of him leaving, coming out of the station. All of these things create doubt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that somebody was talking about this video about Azario, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, you know, we don't have to discuss it, you know, but there's just numerous other instances in which there should be an urgency to implement body cams, dash cams, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That's all people are saying. Why should we continue to listen to the same narratives of had a gun, point a gun, silver object, fair for life. Come on, man. You know, some things are just obvious. You know? I mean, the person who made the video, they in a lawsuit?
Yeah?
No, I'm asking you. That's what I'm saying is because the video's out there. Obviously, the person is audacious. I'd like to thank the young man anyhow for just bringing a level of consciousness because they said everybody should watch it. But come on. What I'm saying is in the archival footage of the nature, the police force in itself, there's no Freedom of the Information Act. Like in the States, let's say officers involved with Tyree Nichols that day and pre and post cases, right? The people are exposed, then exposed to the public, whatever, and they're able to find out, well, this officer had this amount of insubordinations and this amount of incidents, and he shouldn't have been on the force. And so, likewise here,
But then, you know, this country's not going to get anywhere. We are so pathetic. You know, Marvin D and some, they spent all these money on drones and sports shorts. Come on, man. We need to even put camera on some of these police hands and all, man. Give thanks. People can mob me all they want.
Yeah.
I ain't glorify. Listen to me, man. People is people. And until we realize what's going on, we can't get no better, man.
52, we got to take this. We got to take this frustration and we got to turn it into kinetic energy, right? We got to turn it into kinetic energy. And I appreciate what you're saying. There are ways that we can approach this story without putting ourselves and the station at risk, right? I putting out a lot of energy, 52. Even with my broken foot, I putting out a lot of energy. And so what we need to do is we need to create systems, right? So that anybody could plug into the system and do the work, which is a part of this conversation, right, about structural reform versus charity, right? But we ain't going to get there yet. We may have to get to that tomorrow. Let's get back to this article, Mr. Newry. Wilson Defense Responsibility Allowance Hike, Nassau Tribune. Wages at the senior level of the public service are very, very low, he said yesterday, adding the Bahamas does not offer enough money to retain the best and brightest officials in the service. I think he should apologize for that, too.
You need to.
Because what it suggests is that those who are running the helm now are not the best and the brightest.
I don't think they are the best and the brightest.
I mean, we could stick that, put that on the side for a moment, right? But what if they are and they decided to do the job without regard to whether they're being paid what they're supposed to be paid? See, I've been brought up like that. I know there's other Bahamians out there like that. Mm. I'm doing the job because the job needs to be done.
Yes.
I'm doing.
That's why I sang on.
Right, and I'm doing the job well because my integrity will not let me do anything else, despite the fact that you refuse to pay me what I should be paid. Here's the second thing. We keep saying that these people aren't being paid enough. But what if the real problem is not what the salaries are, but that the system itself is broken and everything costs more than it's supposed to because we refuse to acknowledge waste due to dereliction and incompetence, right? I was very upset. Davis declines to reveal settlement costs. From Nassau Guardian last week, Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday declined to disclose the sums awarded to former politicians and senior police officers and civil servants, arguing that to reveal the sums could prejudice ongoing negotiations and proceedings. First of all, how will it prejudice ongoing negotiations and proceedings, right? In the common law, in the law, right, Mr. Newry, a precedent is set, right? And then that precedent is used if the facts and the crime are the same or similar. What do you mean it could prejudice ongoing negotiations and proceedings? See, the Prime Minister was responding to a question from opposition leader Michael Pintard during question time. Pintard asked, will the Honorable Prime Minister provide the House with the records of payments that were made to Shane Gibson, Clayton Fernanda, Lamont Delavaux, and Simon Wilson? Davis replied, it is with great restraint that I must decline to provide a response as any disclosure regarding this matter at this time might adversely impact and unduly influence ongoing legal proceedings pertaining to pending like claims against the government. There's still a lot of them that you all, you know, that lies at your feet. I think that was the Prime Minister taking a dig at the FNM. I just want to remind him to stop that because it's disingenuous. A lot of other legal proceedings with like claims are ongoing, and to be able to expose disclosures at this time could prejudice the ongoing negotiations in those proceedings. Well, let's stick a pin for a second there. So you're saying that people are suing the government because the government has breached their rights and the government has to pay them with my money, but the government doesn't want to tell me how much of my money they're paying them because other people may ask for similar amounts of money. Isn't there a scale? Isn't there an objective scale upon which these awards, the decision to grant the awards, are made? It's not subjective.
Aaron.
Yes.
Just recently, the Attorney General bragged that he saved the government from spending money after detaining people to up to 6-7 years.
Imagine if the Attorney General
said, we only can pay them $80,000. I bet you these people got more than $80,000.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing.
They was in lockup for 6 years illegally. Something is wrong.
Absolutely.
Aaron. Nobody is vexed.
Listen, not just that. How could the AG have saved us money on the back end when they could have saved us a whole bunch of money by ensuring that there was continual legal training and awareness programming for people who work in the detention center, given the decades of assertions that something is wrong at the detention center? But pause, Mr. Newry. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning. You're on the clock. Caller, you still there? Again, I want to apologize. Caller, that is my bad. I want to go back into... What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some excerpts from the article. So here's what I want to know. Can the Public Accounts Committee access and make this information public? Is that something that the Public Accounts Committee can do? Now, even if they can do it, I wonder if they would do it, because I can clearly remember the chairman of the Public Disclosures Act making excuses for people who could not disclose by the final deadline. Here's a quote. The government did not reveal the... Okay, let's get back to the article. The Davis administration has for months fended off questions over lawsuit settlements reached by certain individuals. Gibson, Shane Gibson, a former Progressive Liberal Party cabinet minister, sued the government after he was accused of bribery in the high-profile case in 2019. The government did not reveal the amount of that settlement, but Gibson's lawyer, Anthony McKinney, KC now, confirmed that the settlement was $2.5 million. So here's my question. If the awardee's lawyer don't have a problem with telling us how much the settlement was, why is, does the government have a problem with revealing the amount? And are you telling me if the awardee's lawyer could disclose that, that means that there's no non-disclosure act or policy in place, right? Or there's no contractual non-disclosure agreement. So what's the problem? Why can't you tell us how much of our money is being used to pay out people for mistakes that you made?
Aaron, I hear you. And I see you still segueing from Simon.
No, I said that for something else.
Because I'm reading the article, and as I read the article, I am asking for Simon Wilson to resign.
Yeah.
And for incompetence. Let me show you this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? In the article about him, what the increases and why they're wording.
Wilson defends right? responsibility
he
allowance.
He then makes a lobby for himself. Hold on, let me read this. I look at myself. Simon Wilson looking at himself now. I look at myself. You realize a senior manager in the central bank makes more than this financial secretary with my allowance? He vexed with his salary.
Hold on.
And that he vexed at his salary. Said, let me help. See? The boy ain't happy. He ain't happy.
Listen.
If you didn't want the job.
Hold on. Let me get back to the article. Davis declines to reveal settlement costs.
Oh, God,
Wilson, the Office of the Attorney General, also reached a confidential settlement with Financial Secretary Simon Wilson, who was sidelined by the Minister's administration, which had instructed him to take leave. Wilson returned to the Ministry of Finance as soon as the PLP was reelected in 2021.
Man, you're still getting paid.
Hold on. You were sent on leave. So they didn't fire you.
They didn't fire you.
So you were getting
salary.
Paid.
Full salary.
And you were getting a full salary.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you get partial salary because you want leave. Mm-hmm. You got full salary.
Mm-hmm.
He sued,
mm-hmm.
got paid out,
mm-hmm.
and then was returned to work
mm-hmm.
to make the salary. And then here he is.
Here he is.
Because I was in the Guardian.
Yeah.
Here he is in the Tribune
uh-huh.
saying, what'd you say he said? That he ain't getting paid enough money?
He ain't getting paid enough
money. But here's my problem, right?
And about him.
Hold on. Here's my problem. My problem is this. Nobody has shown me, nobody has shown me that they are producing anything to warrant these salaries, let alone to warrant an increase.
Aaron, I didn't tell you this is as good as it gets, no. This is the best of the Bahamas.
No,
we can't get no better.
Listen,
this is the most competent about amongst us. Talking foolishness.
No.
And nobody mad and
listen,
say,
I
can
be honest with you.
Mr. Wilson, you've gone too far.
I called
what
it.
What you're saying is utter rubbish.
I called
you
it.
You need to apologize to the Bahamian people.
We're saying it
in
right
fact,
now.
In fact, you shouldn't even have the job. Go in the private sector and get your pay.
Producer, let's go to this call. Mad Mr. Newry. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. I'm a lay person. I'm not a lawyer. But where are these guys who got awarded those settlements? I just got on. Were they deducted pay while you were sidelined, or were they still being paid?
Full pay. All had full pay.
So, I'm a layperson. I'm not a lawyer. I don't work for the government. So why were they awarded salaries or awarded this money if they didn't, if there was no, they still got their salary. They still got paid. Why did we, what was the ruling? I didn't pay attention to the
government
case.
Settled. There was no ruling. The government.
The government settled in these matters.
There was no ruling.
So I was under the impression all this time that when they were sidelined, they got half pay or worse than getting paid. But now you're saying that they were still getting their full salary?
Yes.
This makes sense. Anyway.
So, thank you, caller. I appreciate your contribution, without a doubt. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Caller, you still there? One, two. Okay, they're gone.
Go ahead, man.
All right. Let's get to the text for a second. Mr. Nuri, I want you to know, I understand why you're vexed. I understand.
I want to know how Cyberwilson is still there.
The little-known responsibility allowance is awarded to senior officials who undertake duties that require a greater degree of skill or responsibility associated with the post. Why is that not reflected in your base salary? Why would you, thank you, producer, so very, very much. Why would you need an allowance to do the thing that you were hired to do? And the thing that probably pushed you to the top of the list of candidates. Why would you need a responsibility? Why do you need an allowance to be responsible? Anyway, I'm trying to be responsible. You're on the clock. We're going to a break. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Don't make no sense, Aaron.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you say.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
It's so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know, Mr. Newry, as I sat here and I thought about when I broke my foot and I needed to find a clinic with an x-ray machine because my insurance set up like my legal team. Mm-hmm. It don't exist. And I heard that there was a podiatrist clinic at South Beach. So we went down to South Beach, right? That's people who look at your foot. So yeah. I figured we'd go there. And the young lady, look here, the staff was awesome. You know, the young lady, she almost had tears in her eyes mm-hmm. when she's trying to tell me, because she saw the foot, that the only working x-ray machine in the public healthcare system was at PMH.
Oh.
You know? And she looked at me and she heard my voice and how I talk. And I know she suggested, look here, try find a clinic.
Yeah.
Try find a clinic. She, technically, is not supposed to do that, but I appreciate that she did it and how she did it mm-hmm. because they're working under extraordinary circumstances. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about the state of the hospital and what we could do to fix it. Let's get back to the article with Wilson Defense Responsibility Allowance Hike. Producer, you could pull up the call. Mr. Wilson said he is concerned about the criticism and complaints over the increase, insisting nothing is scandalous about the matter. Quote, this ain't out of the ordinary, he said. It wasn't done in secret. It wasn't done in the darkness of night. It was done quite transparently, except that the BPSU president decided he didn't want the allowance to be annexed to his agreement that he signed, as was done in the past.
Aaron, you know what was done in secret? But nobody knows about it?
His settlement, Wilson's settlement, we don't know
what
it is.
Absolutely.
That was done in secret. And I am concerned about his settlement.
Let me add a point.
The audacity, you know.
This was done in a supermajority. This was done in a supermajority with very little option to challenge.
You can't challenge them. They win. They win.
No.
They win.
They think they win.
No, they win. Anything they want to do.
Man, Mr. Newry, if you say that, then I might as well just go in the bush, pull up my loincloth. You know, I keep my loincloth in the bush for matters like this, mm-hmm. and get back to the plantation.
That's the plantation we're on.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Okay, hold on. I can't hear you. Go again. No. Caller, I got to drop the call. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Okay? Sorry about that.
Try right. Call again. Call immediately back so we can get you back on. But it was not coming through the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to be responsible. I couldn't hear you clearly enough to go on.
No, he went down to get a guess. So okay. Let's see if we can pick this up.
You try it?
Can you hear me, caller? It's still here working.
Go open the door.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Give us 1 second, caller. Don't start speaking yet. We got you on the air. Okay, speak very loudly for me. I got you. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
2 years. I get paid.
Thank you, ma'am.
Huh? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Listen, I wonder to what extent has the degradation of the labor movement and the function of unions helped to cause this? Because you know we got a union to parliament pipeline, right? Mm-hmm. We got a union to parliament pipeline, and I wonder if our union representatives have become a bit derelict because they're distracted, right, by what they think is the future. He says it's not out of the ordinary. Mr. Wilson said the increases maintain parity with the Bahamas Educators Management Union and the Bahamas Public Servants Union, both of which recently ratified industrial agreements that boosted the allowances of their members.
I don't think they understand negotiation and how negotiation is supposed to be done, you know.
Yeah.
You don't say, I negotiate over there, and therefore it's supposed to apply over here.
Right.
So they might as well have just one union.
But because guess what? In this article, Davis declines to reveal settlement course, they're very concerned about that, right? Like, the thing that Simon says is cool. I don't want these other people to think they could get the same amount of money because he got that money. And Wilson is saying these people should get the same amount of money, the same rate of increase, because these people get a rate of increase. I just want to know how much money were these people paid. It gets better. It gets better. We're back to Davis declines to reveal settlement costs. Fernanda, the now Commissioner of Police, and Delavaux, Deputy Commissioner, along with eight other senior officers, were sent on leave in 2019. Fernanda and Delavaux later sued the government, and shortly after the PLP-1 received settlements, both men also returned to duty upon the PLP's re-election. Next, the government has also reached settlements with former BPL Executive Chairperson Darnell Osborne and two other former board members, Nick Dean and Nicola Thompson. Now, let's stick a pin here. I am aware that people are back to pay. You know, remember when your light bill was the same as your mortgage? We'll be, apparently, we're heading back there. And I want to know, you won't tell us who was responsible for the fire. Remember the generator fire? Mm-hmm. When the generator wasn't supposed to turn on, but somebody overrides something and then they turn it on? Yeah. You won't tell us anything. In fact, you the board told us they're not answering any questions that were put to the former board. You won't tell us how much these people are sued. You didn't even wait for IRCA to tell you that they approved the increase in the rate for BPL, right, for power. You didn't even wait for IRCA to approve it. You just did it. And now you're not going to tell me how much money you are paying out these people, even though you and the former leader, the former leader, the FNM, were in the House arguing back and forth where this extra $60 million in debt come from?
The Bahamian people does not have the right to know. It's a secret. It's only
for who is the Bahamian people? Because I have a right to know.
But you ain't gonna never know.
How come I ain't gonna never know?
Because you.
Because I mean, mind you, you know who I've been calling? You know who I've been calling?
Bahamian people.
You know where I've been calling? I've been calling the Independent Secretariat. Yeah. And I just want to let you all know.
You think you matter. You think you as people.
I do. I just want the people at the Independent Secretariat to know that the phone number listed on your website does not work. I mean, it works, but it directs you to a voice message that says this voicemail is full. It doesn't tell you the office that you call in. It doesn't tell you whose desk you've reached. It doesn't tell you how to contact other members of staff at the office. So I send an email.
I wonder why you're calling them people.
To info@celebrate-bahamas.com.
Why are you calling them people?
They gave me the address. They tell me to contact them on the website. Yeah. The address cannot be found by the internet. Mm. You know? So I'm just saying, perhaps you're right. Perhaps they think that I ain't nobody.
You are nobody.
But as long as you're using my taxpayer dollars.
It's their money.
As long as you're using my country to fund your lifestyle.
It's their country. You just need to accept it.
You know what the irony is, though?
Go ahead.
It's not their plantation.
It's not.
They are just managers. Anyway, this has been On the Clock. I hope to see you again tomorrow if I can hop up those stairs. Tomorrow we're going to talk about more about structural reform versus charity. IHOP donates to PMH.
Did IHOP really donate to PMH?
Maybe they donated. I don't know. What could they donate? Because PMH have the best bread in the country. What could they donate? I heard they donated workers' tips. So we're going to talk about that.
Perhaps they get free pancakes.
They work there. They should get free pancakes and tips. We're going to transition to Guardian Radio in the AM with Cecil Newry. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. Thanks for texting. Thanks for having patience with us. Thanks for being responsible. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.